Blog Talk Radio.
I've been such a bastard all these years, and I finally understand. And it feels great. I feel like I'm in my own Christmas special. You see, holidays are that special time when we laugh and sing and feel warm and cozy. Forget about being angry for a day. Remember how it felt to be a child, opening presents on Christmas morning. That's the way that we should all feel now. So I say, happy, 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 holy, happy, happy, happy holidays.
Happy, happy, holy, holy, happy, 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 happy holidays.
Happy Kwanzaa too, from me to you. Happy holidays, you guys.
Tis the season. The elves are already busy loading the sleigh, stuffing every stocking with goodies, while the big guy checks his list, not once, but twice. Uh-oh, think there's still time to go from naughty to nice? I sure hope so. Welcome aboard this special edition of the Amy Beth Arkowee Show, where we weave together a festive mosaic of holiday tunes, comic confections, and inspiration worthy of the most wonderful time of the year. Welcome to our first annual Jolly Holiday Celebration. Johnny Mathis starts things off. So happy to have you aboard.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for posting marshmallows, toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You better watch out, you better not cry. No cops tell you why.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty at night. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Looking at crazy red suit.
Curly head, dog, bad, cuddle, and two, and elephants, guns, and kitty cars, too.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Ride, ride, red, ride. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not.
Alrighty then, let's get to my present, shall we?
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind.
My door, the same old Christmas trick my dad. outside my bedroom, yelling, oh, 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 because he knows I don't believe in Santa Claus. No way.
He knows I don't believe in Santa Claus.
I think my daddy sees me peeking from my door, but he pretends he's Santa anyway. Big boy now, I don't believe in Santa or his sleigh, no way. So I went back to my bed and I curled up nice and tight. I stared out of my window and I looked into the night. And then all of a sudden, through my window I could see Santa Claus was flying by and smiling at me.
John, happy ho, ho, ho to you. Harry Connick Jr. giving us a jazzy jumpstart on our Jolly Holidays celebration. Also, Trudy was rooting around the archives for Carlo and Run, Rudolph, Run from Chuck Berry. Also, Lady Ella. Oh, yeah, Santa Claus, he's coming to town. It's in the bag. I love that Ella wishes you a swinging Christmas collection. So fabulous. And we open things up with Johnny Mathis, the most wonderful time of the year for Sebastian and Judy. Welcome back to the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Hey, listen, thank you so much for your tweets and your emails, your requests, your dedications. We'll get them on to you throughout the day. Join us via Twitter today. We're going to let the music do most of the talking. So on Twitter, at AB Writes, tell us your favorite holiday movies, scrumptious seasonal treats, and we'll talk gifts, receiving and giving, the wacky variety, a bit later. Also, if you have a song and it's already loaded onto the sleigh, we'll be happy to give you a dedication and a shout-out. as we go. So let's get going. This show, by the way, the Amy Beth Arguey Show today being brought to you in part by Corral, helping you set an elegant holiday table this season, and by Cold Stone Creamery, celebrate the season with the ultimate ice cream experience. And then there's this, Mary Catastrophe.
Everyone remembers those famous singing dogs who bark to the tune of your most beloved Christmas carols. What a delightful treat for dog lovers. But what about cat lovers? Well, get ready, because now Petco, producers of the famous Singing Dogs Christmas album, presents a Kitty Christmas. It's a wonderful gift for every cat lover on your Christmas list, featuring Boots, the orange tabby, meowing all your favorite Christmas songs, led by his trainer, Dave Winfield.
Go ahead, Boots. Deck the halls. Come on. Deck the halls, Boots. Come on. Give me that look. Boots, sing. Come on. Don't you walk away. Come here. Sing the song, Boots.
A Kitty Christmas from Petco. On sale now.
Cats, they have a mind of their own. It is the Amy Beth Arguey Show, our first annual Jolly Holiday Celebration. Hey, Claudia, thank you so much for the kind words. I would have played your song for you anyway, but it was nice to be so nice. Let's rock the jingle bells with Bobby Helms as the Jolly Holiday Show rolls on.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air.
Thank you. this time each year.
I don't care what happens to me. Get me back to my wife and kids. Help me, Clarence, please. Please.
That is A Wonderful Life, and a lot of folks love that show. Welcome back. It is the A.B. Berkley Show. Our Jolly Holiday is special. On Twitter at A.B. Writes, we're asking you for your favorite holiday films already. The George Bailey Brigade has been checking in. Steve, Joni, Petra, yeah, they're in there. I'll tell you, I love It's a Wonderful Life, too, but it was on so much as a kid. They ran it, like, it seemed, every other day during the holiday season because it wasn't only one station or network that had it. Then it went on, so I went on sort of a cold turkey hiatus for about 10 years. Now it's only on, I think, on NBC once or twice a season, which is just fine for me. I especially rekindled my affection for the film a few years ago when I wrote a satire and placed Dick Cheney in the role of Mr. Potter. However it works for you. Holly, on the other hand, says, she likes Miracle on 34th Street, but only the original. I'm with you, Holly. A bit chagrined, though, that they no longer seem to play it as they used to do every Thanksgiving following the parade, which made sense because the film opens on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But now they eschew it in favor of the dog show and then football and more football. But that's why they have DVDs. So what's your craziest gift that anybody ever asked you for? I think there's a special order here. For a friend of the TCS Elves known as the Other Big H, and for some reason my mom loves this song too, it's Gayla Peavy in a novelty classic from the 1950s. Give a listen.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus.
Okay, Albert.
Albert!
Okay!
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
Don't overdo it. The classic Chipmunk song, Eddie, you wanted it? We got it for you on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show Jolly Holidays special. That one's good about once, after a while, yeah. And I want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, Gail Peavy. That was a big novelty hit back in 1953. Only a hippopotamus will do. But where do you special order a hippopotamus? How you doing with the shopping? Are you done yet, or you're still doing the mall crawl? It'll be a jam-packed weekend, I'm sure. Take it easy out there if you're still looking for ideas. We got a few. The Jolly Holidays Show being brought to you today in part by 5-Hour Energy. You'll need that if you're doing some last-minute shopping. Stick around. We've got some great tunes to energize you, including Decking the Halls with a trio of siblings who have been harmonizing for decades and a pair of freshly minted Rock and Roll Hall of Famers with a seasonal jam. All coming up on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? It's here! No other home system gives you more than the brand new Jamasonic PX22Z14XKL9006-14BQXPKM200CD-CD31HTK. Digital image stabilization, picture-in-picture, home surround sound, 5-CD changer and dual tape deck. Plus, the PX22Z14XKL9006-14BQXPKM200CD-CD31HTK and only the PX22Z14XKL9006-14BQXPKM200CD-CD31HTK features Bass Boost. It's the most feature-filled home stereo video system since last year's MXT8514CQS-RQS66DDD8ZY80-8EP.
The Jamasonic PX22Z14XKL9006-14BQXPKM200CD-CD31HTK. Ask for it by name.
Hey, it's exhausting already. Here we go. Let's deck some holes, make you feel better with Maggie, Terry, and Suzzy Roach. I'm the Amy Beth Arkowi Show.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Here's the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la.
gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Ladies, and Sarah McLachlan, God rest ye merry gentlemen, for Suzette, Candy's Elves, and Mawa Mama. And Deckin' the Halls with the Roaches on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, our Jolly Holidays special. So happy you're here. Yeah, I know Hanukkah was woefully early, especially for those of us who had to shop for those 8 crazy nights. But the spirit of the holiday permeates the season of miracles and is captured so beautifully in Peter, Paul, and Mary's Light One Candle.
Was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand.
But light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker died in their hand. Don't let the light go out, it's happened to so many years. Don't let the light go out, they're trying to find out
light one candle for the strength that we need to never become our own foe. And light one candle for those who are suffering, pain we learned so long ago.
Christmas Eve, it's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer, we smile a little easier, we share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
Roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. Lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
time we raise our hearts and celebrate the solstice. At Christmas time we raise our hearts and celebrate the solstice. At Christmas time we welcome friends and give good cheer at the season. At Christmas time we welcome friends and give good cheer at the season. And toast the health of our loved one. At Christmas time we lift our glass and toast the health of our loved one. At Christmas time we join the feast and give our thanks for the bounty. At Christmas time we join the feast and give our thanks for the bounty.
At Christmas time, 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 at Christmas time.
At Christmas time we join the feast and give our thanks for the bounty.
La 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 Bring your forgiveness.
and all your angels. The beauty from Rob Thomas, New York City Christmas, a song that meant so much to so many after 9/11 and still does. For Allie and for Jimmy, thanks for checking in. And also a festive fave from Van Morrison, Glad Tidings from New York City. That one for Freddie and Howie. And Dan Fogelberg's At Christmas Time. I haven't heard that one in a while. And then we have a little bit of a glitch in the system. No, no, it's not your fault, Trudy. Don't get nervous. But we were supposed to hear a song from Hall & Oates called Christmas Must Be Tonight. Instead, we heard an unnamed, unknown version of the Mel Torme classic, The Christmas Song. Either way, it works. But Hall & Oates, just freshly minted Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Yeah, they were named to the class of 2014, along with Peter Gabriel, Nirvana, Linda Ronstadt, Cat Stevens, and yeah, Kiss. They got in, kids. They got in. Also, to be honored, Bruce Springsteen's hardworking backup brigade, the E Street Band, to win the Musical Excellence Award. The festivities take place April 10th, I believe, at the Barclays Center in New York City. HBO has dibs on the telecast, which will be in May. So congratulations to all the honorees. We'll see what happens next year. Yes? No? Moody's? The Miller Band? America? Stay tuned. You see, the debate already starts. Speaking of debates, you know, people say Christmas has become too commercialized and materialistic over the years. In fact, a recent survey came out that said more Americans now view Christmas as a cultural celebration rather than a religious one. That's interesting. But the materialistic end of things, they've been talking about this for as long as I can remember. In fact, even before I was born. Give a listen to this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa la 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 la. Why, you can be enterprising, fa la 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 la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of tea,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild.
Get the hopeless advertising, fa la 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 la.
words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And prepare our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
But just so you're mercenary too.
Buy a man and show all the toys, show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. A Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingle here, jingle there, jingle all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, sailing all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la.
Christmas from the wacky genius mind of Stan Freberg, circa 1958, hence those cigarette ad references. But they've been talking about it for a long time, and it just goes on and on.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Oh, yeah, I think we can do better than that. Yeah, Paulo, we found it for you. Trudy went to the archives. Here comes Santa Claus from the platters.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeer are pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your breath, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, oh what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. See, he doesn't care if you're rich or poor, for he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're
God's children that make everything right. Fill your heart with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, then it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all, we'll just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red.
shiny nose, but if an elderly woman drinks too much eggnog, hits the streets, and encounters a reindeer named Blitzen, well, you know the rest. It spells disaster.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
Do we open up our gifts or send them back? Send them back, especially if they're the Duck Dynasty Chia Pets. Boy, those guys really stepped in it. If Vicky hears your song, stepping into Christmas, Elton John, on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
I'm
jolly holiday celebration. So happy you're joining us. Also, of course, Patsy and Elmo and Grandma got run over by a reindeer. You got to do it at least once a season, and that one goes out to a slew of folks, including Dondi, Johnny Fever's Hangover, and Patsy. Really? The Patsy? I did interview Dr. Elmo once. He's quite a character, as you might imagine. But that song, man, after a while, there was a story, I guess when the song was at its height of popularity, about a DJ who barricaded himself into the studio and just kept playing that song over and over again on a loop. That's a real sign of insanity. A little Christmas music fatigue or something. I don't know what. The season can make you a little nutty. I know, it can. Also, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, what a great version from Darlene Love and Ronnie Spector, the singers from the Phil Spector stable way back when. They never sang together, though, so they finally paired up some years back for that that great holiday classic as part of the one of the very special Christmas collections that benefited the Special Olympics. So good cause, good song, and good memories, indeed, from Darlene and Ronnie, and that one goes out to Howie and Jill. And of course, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rosie Clooney's version. Oh, what a great voice she has and a great way around a song, kind of jazzing it up and having some fun for Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Jolly Holidays special. It is being brought to you today in part by Lazy Boy. Sit right down and get comfortable this holiday season. And it's a season where, you know, if you're missing someone and you're homesick, you can have the blues. We'll explore that. But first, heading to the mall, are you? Still haven't brought the kid to see Santa Claus? We have an alternative. It may work for you. Check it out.
Daddy, I'm tired of waiting.
How many times have you been stuck in a line of sniveling children waiting to talk to Santa Claus? Well, those days are gone thanks to the new St. Nick in a Box, the first convenient drive-thru Santa. So easy to use. Simply pull up next to the large plastic jolly old elf and place your order.
Ho, ho, ho. How can I help you?
Go ahead, Randy. Talk to Santa.
I want a bike, and I want a football, and I want a race car set.
You want fries with that?
Yes, it's as close to sitting on Santa's lap as you can get from the inside of a car. Your kids will love the intimacy. You'll love the convenience. Bring them to St. Nick in a Box today. Formerly Chuck's Big Burger Drive-In.
I don't think that's going to work, Dave. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. I know this is a great season for mirth and merriment. People go crazy at the stores, but also people get the blues. If you're missing someone, if you're grieving, it can be a tough time. So reach out and remember that to folks who are maybe struggling with a loss or an estrangement or just are homesick. We're going to try to work our little inner matchmaker. From Tom to Shelley, here's a great version of Christmas Baby, Please Come Home from Lady Antebellum, as the Jolly Holiday Show continues.
Please, 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 please,
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling,
for Brynn on the Amy Beth Arkwee Jolly Holidays special. Speaking of cool Yule, I think you'll dig this one from Bonnie Raitt and Charles Brown. Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Should you treat me nice? Give me that love for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise.
Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got all that good music on my radio. I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing neath the mistletoe.
Well, now I'm feeling mighty fine. I got good music on my radio.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. We got all that good music on our radio.
Well, I wanna kiss you, bunny.
Well, I'm standing here near the mistletoe.
Santa came down the chimney about a half past three.
Left this pretty present that you see before me.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, pretty baby.
Charles, you sure been good to me.
I haven't had a drink this morning. I'm all lit up.
Ooh, baby, I'm all lit up.
I'm all lit up. Ooh, like a
Christmas tree.
Santa Claus.
Oh, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, there is, and we got a present for you.
You have?
Right.
Where?
There. Oh.
Phone, Santa baby, so hurry.
chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Oh, every time Stan and I get together, it's a disaster.
Bound to happen, seeing Mommy kissing Santa Claus. John Mellencamp for Ronnie on the Jolly Holidays special here on the Amy Beth Arkowy Show. And yeah, you thought I was going to pull out the Madonna, didn't you? But no, I went for the Eartha Kitt for Santa Baby, that one especially for Jimmy. Thank you so much for checking in. Do so via Twitter now at AB Writes if you're listening live on Friday in the 1:30 hour. That's noon. I mean, that's on the East Coast. West Coast, it's, I guess, 10:30? And 12:30-ish in Central Time. There you go. I can synchronize my watches. We're getting there. We've got holiday fatigue, too. We're going to take a little break for a couple of weeks back in January as the show will unofficially kick off our second season. We don't officially reach our first anniversary until February, but thank you so much for making it such a special adventure for us, and some wonderful guests we've had, great listeners, great sponsors, more of the same and then some in the new year. You can be part of it, too. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or have a suggestion or any questions, go to my website, amybetharkowy.com. Let us know what's on your mind. Also available for creativity coaching questions, and you can get yourself a copy of the Eliza Gordon Mystery Series books, both Killing Time and Dead Silent, available for download, ebook, and for paperback. Find out more for the mystery lover on your list. Cozy on up. See? I think Chris Matthews would be proud. On the Twitter feed at AB Writes, we're asking you for your favorite holiday treats. Bridget checking in with trifle. That's an English thing, right? So any British fans who may be listening, put in a good word for me. I always thought I'd make a brilliant agony aunt. And also, somebody told me that there's a soup opera in London. I didn't know that. When I visited, that wasn't there. So that would be a great place for a signing, don't you think? Get the publisher to spring for it. Soap opera, in case anybody doesn't know, is the hub of the action in the Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, so, which takes place in the fictional hamlet of Good Ship, New York. Find out more about it at said website. All right, enough of the Chris Matthews nonsense. The show rolls on. What are we doing here? Do we have something going on? Where do you want to be, and how do you want to spend your holidays? The best place to be? Smell the apple cider, the gingerbread? It's home for the holidays. Liz Perry Como, Perdini.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. But no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly day, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. But no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't be home sweet home.
There's no place like home for the holidays. When you pine for the sunshine of a friendly day.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
For the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas, and I'm sorry.
Greeting cards have all been sent, the Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling, we're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, always something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see, I wish it every day. See you and to say that
Silver bells, silver bells.
Roaches and Silver Bells on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show, our Jolly Holidays special. Little gremlin in the glitch there, that's okay. And also the greeting cards have all been sent. Merry Christmas, Darling, from the Carpenters for Dondi and Marge. What a beautiful song that is. Do you still send Christmas cards? It seems like I kind of dispense with sending a lot of them. I send a few. I used to send a lot more, but in the hustle and bustle of the season, if something gets dispensed with, it's usually the cards, which is a shame because it's a nice tradition. Except those newsletters, you know who you are. And by the way, we may go over just a tad in the podcast, so if you lose the stream in about 6 minutes, we're going to keep the show going as long as we can, as long as the gremlins stay at bay. We've got lots more songs to squeeze through. You can hear the podcast later this afternoon and thereafter for the holiday season and beyond. At the Blog Talk Radio site, follow the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. You can download it via iTunes or, of course, at the website, amybetharkwe.com. So just wanted to point that out. Hey, it is the season for sharing and caring, and a lot of people want to get involved in reaching out to those who need some help. And it's a great time for giving to charities, but just make sure you're not getting stuck with a scam. Check out your charities, make sure they're legit, and reach out and give what you can, what you feel comfortable doing in terms of both money and time and goods. Sometimes you have things to donate. Sometimes you have some time to give. Sometimes it's easier to write a check. Whatever works for you. No, there are people who need some help. In that spirit, Bob Geldof and his assembled brood, Band-Aid, and Do They Know It's Christmas? As the Jolly Holiday Show continues.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
And in our world of plenty,
Christmas time. while you're drinking down your wine. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it.
The Robbers on High Street. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Jolly Holidays Special, as we start to wind things down. Thank you so much for joining us. We also heard the Kinks cynical kitsch classic, Father Christmas, for Brandon. Hey, thank you so much for making this such a fun trip. Hardworking elves from TCS, Trudy and Aurora especially, ML at headquarters, keeping things moving. Couple of glitches, couple of gremlins, but, you know, that's the nature of live radio without anything resembling Annette, and we thank you so much for making our first unofficial season. We kick off our first anniversary in February. So much, so delightful. Just such sheer joy that you brought us. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks to the folks also doing our Inspiration to Action Challenge. Keep at it. Maybe take a couple of weeks off, too, and decompress, indulge in some of your favorite activities and foods, reconnect with friends, family, rekindle relationships. I hope you have a chance to do that. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Happy holiday season and the healthiest and happiest of New Year's from the TCS family to you. Come back and see us. Visit us on the website, and we'll leave you with a couple more songs, the Manhattan Transfer among them. Whatever you do, wherever you go, do drive safe, play nice. Come back and visit us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Take care.
Happy holidays. Holiday, happy holiday, may the calendar
around. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town,
he'll come down chimney down. Come down chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. He's a great big bundle of joy.
He'll come down chimney down. Come down chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back and lots of goodies for you and me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree.
It's the holiday season
with the hoop-de-doo and jiggery duck. And don't forget to hang up your sock, cause just exactly at 12 o'clock
he'll be come down chimney, come down chimney, come down chimney down.
Until we get, we won't go until we get, we won't go until we get.
the words be the same, whatever.